All right, everybody, welcome. This is Sandow Podcast 12. We're already on our 12th episode. Can't believe that. That's pretty cool. But today we are following along our tradition of covering sips. In this particular case, we're covering one of the newest batches of draft sips that have appeared on the forums. And this one is about the Sandbox Academy in the Philippines. I have my guest, Mark Bago. My guest is Mark Bago, and he is the sip author. And as will be explained today, the who, what, when, where, why of this sip, what it intends to accomplish, and why this would be a worthy consideration of your vote. So the scope of the talk today is a meet and greet between Mark and myself and a covering of his draft sip called the Sandbox Academy. And as you can see, he's representing well in his t-shirt, the Sandbox of the Academy, and his mug. So he's quite already committed, as you can tell. He's got the apparel to boot. And let's go into introductions. So my name's Lanzer. I am the podcast host for Sandow, a podcast all about the sandbox. I'm a landowner. I'm a bull. I'm a bear. I'm a mocha. And I've been part of the sandbox since mid-season one as first a player, and then eventually to where I published our own experiences under Metaworlds. And now the DAO is everything I love. Business, gaming, and community. So that's me. And Mark, if you would please introduce yourself.
Yeah, Sandfam, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you. And Lanzer, thank you for, bringing me to your very nice podcast. Thank you very much. Yeah. Happy so again, my name is, and again, my name is Mark Bago. I started out with Sandbox last, 2021, mid-2021. Yeah, I was actually like scrolling Facebook and I saw one advertisement of Sandbox. And I saw there that it's a platform where you can create your own games. No code. I was like, oh, this is good. Because before Sandbox, I was, trying to... search for like platforms where I can create games, because initially I do games, but it's a traditional game like card games, board games, and we have like a small community here in the Philippines who does that. And then there is one game jam. It's called, if I remember correctly, it's a Beast Quest. Yeah, it's a very old, game jam. So I joined the game, the game jam, and the theme is like a knight fighting a dragon. So I was like, So if I'm gonna do that, what's gonna happen is most probably most people will also get that same storyline, a knight fighting like the dragon, right? So what I did is I created a ginormous dragon made out of blocks. So just imagine how hard it is, and I only have like 2 weeks. And the mission of the storyline or the game would be getting inside that mechanical dragon. I didn't win, but during that time. When you join that game jam, you'll be receiving 5,000 sand. So I was like, holy cow, this is great. So I was like, that is my first income coming from Sandbox, and I was very excited. And also my wife, she is very excited because I just created a game for 2 weeks and I'll get like 5,000 sand. You can't get 5,000 sand anywhere, right?
Yeah. So I was did you win first place or what did you place?
Nothing. I didn't place on the top 10. They just gave 5,000 sand to all the participants. Wow. And we are very few during that time. Yeah. I was like very excited. I'm like,
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I was like very excited. I withdrawn like 4,000 sand, converted it to our currency. And then after 3 days, that is the time where Mark Zuckerberg told the whole world that Facebook is now called Meta. And then the price of sand actually from it's like less than a dollar to like $5. So I was like, holy cow. I shouldn't have withdrawn the 4,000 sand. I could have been like an instant millionaire here in the Philippines. But yeah, but that's fine. And from then on, I already fell in love with Sandbox. So
Mark, that is a really cool origin story. I've heard a number of origin stories in Sandbox. That's probably the top one I've heard thus so far. I don't know if you know this, but Seb and Yatsu, separately, they will talk about this a lot, especially Yat at conferences. Yatsu's the founder of Animoca Brands. Animoca Brands mm-hmm. owns the Sandbox. I say that because a few months ago, I didn't even know that. And not until I started researching more into it. But anyways, Yatsu will frequently talk about how that is one of the goals of the Web3 is to kind of diversify the money-making mechanism around the world, all the different types of people who have never seen the metaverse before. And then that starts going to what he says, the network effects and true digital property ownership rights. And then Seb will always talk about the creators and how this, what your exact story is, oh my gosh, that fits exactly to what Seb talks about all the time.
Yeah.
That is incredible. I'll give it to you. That's the best one I've heard.
Thanks.
So you came in the Sandbox mid 2021. I think that's about the same, almost the same time I came in as a gamer. I wasn't even a coder or anything. So I was a gamer. So I was playing those games that you were making. And then, so you came in mid 2021 after seeing an advertisement that you could create games without code. You remember where you saw the advertisement?
Facebook ads.
Okay. Oh my gosh. This is the sort of thing that I would love for Seb to hear and Yatsu, because you are exactly the sort of person they talk about all the time. All the time.
Really?
Yeah. So you joined it, you got about 5,000 sand, and then you were able to turn that into income for yourself. And
yeah.
Cool. That's so cool, man. That's exciting. What a great start.
Actually, the part of the money, I actually purchased a desktop computer, because before I just used like an old laptop. I was like,
yeah,
okay. And I purchased like a very big 27-inch screen mm-hmm. because, it's far much better to create games if you can actually see everything, right?
Yeah.
So,
No, yeah, I'm with you on that. I have a sip in the queue right now. It hasn't reached the drafts yet, but it's in queue. It's to enable window sizing for VoxEdit and Game Maker and all that. There's some resolution play that you can do, but when I'm on one screen, I want to be able to window size my VoxEdit next to my game editor, next to my folder with all my assets. Right now I can't do that. So hopefully when that SIP goes through, that'll be able to help you out with all the stuff you're doing. Anyways.
Hopefully, I'll wait for your SIP and I'll give my vote to your proposal.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
That's how what we do here, right? In our community, we help each other.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I noticed when I was in my limited game making experience. Is very limited. Was I can't I need multiple windows to do a lot of different things as a producer, my mentee, and right next to alongside my assets, and couldn't do it. And I'm like, Let's create a SIP for it. All right. So welcome, Mark. Welcome. That's a really cool, origin story for how you connected the Sandbox. I really want Seb to hear that, because you are exactly the person they speak about.
Thank you.
This is who they want to serve. That's cool. All right, disclaimer. Mark and I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox Foundation. That's true for me. True for you too, Mark?
Yep. Cool.
We are not your financial or legal advisors, and nothing Mark and I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. True for me? True for you, Mark, too?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Right into the scoreboard. So we have two SIFs open for voting right now. There's the NFT artwork collection nomination by Arthmort. And there's a blockchain events for 2024 in Asia and Latin America. That's SIFs 9 and 10. They're open for voting right now. Please go read and vote. Yes, no, just please vote. And then we have two that are now out on forums, the draft forums. One of them we're talking to Mark right now about, which is the Sandbox Academy in the Philippines. And the second one is the Sandbox Ambassador. Yeah, that's right. Representing the shirt. And then the second one is Sandbox Ambassador Program by the Sandbox. So today's podcast is all about the Sandbox Academy. All right, checkbook. So far with all the approved SIPs, I've calculated that we have spent $1.9 million of our $15.5 million SAND budget, which brings us to about 13%. And for this SIP here, so 53,000 is what you're asking for this time within the SAND initiatives budget. So pretty reasonable ask. And now we get to jump right into the discussion. Okay, so we went over the background. Awesome, again. That was so cool. And then let's jump into how did this SIP come about? Where did it start?
Yeah, well, it started when I got hired by Sandbox Philippines as one of their game designer. And it's actually under Blockchain Space, Sandbox Philippines. And the
Blockchain Space. I was going to ask you what that connection was. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. And then when I started there, they already have Sandbox Academy. And a good friend of mine who's also part of Sandbox Philippines, he's more of a voxel artist, right? So I was hired to be his partner because I'm more into logics. So, and then he mentioned that he has just two video stream for Game Maker, and I was like, hey, let's continue doing it. This would be fun. And we're doing it hand by hand, every Friday. We do a live stream, and then that is how
those were some of the videos Sandbox you posted in your forum post, wasn't it?
Yes, okay. That's the one. Yeah, so that is where Sandbox Academy started, and then I also have I attend events representing Sandbox Philippines. On our Web3 community here in the Philippines. So I do talks. And of course, I represent Sandbox Academy because, I love to teach, especially, teaching others to create their own games so that I can play it. So
pause for a second. When was this? When did Sandbox Academy start? About what year?
I think it's also 2021 before I joined them.
So that was pretty close then to when you actually. All right, so you wasted no time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's really not that active in terms of educating other other prospective builders. Mm-hmm. So I actually pushed it so that we can gather more builders here in the Philippines. Yeah.
Got it. And what were you speaking about when you go to the Philippines events?
I talk mainly about Sandbox, overview what Sandbox is, and then I jump into Game Maker and Vox Edit.
Okay, so similar to some of the videos you posted where you do that side by side and you would show people what Voxit it is, how to install it, and all that. You do the same thing at these events?
Yeah, but it's in real life. So
yeah,
it's,
I get you. You know, I got you. In person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in person.
And so back in 2021, connect me to now. How did this SIP come about because of all that?
Good question. Because honestly, for Sandbox Academy, since you know, no one is handling it anymore. You know, Blockchain Space and Sandbox Philippines doesn't handle it anymore. I was thinking
it doesn't.
Maybe I can.
Blockchain Space is gone.
Not really. Blockchain Space is still here, but they're not. You know, I think Blockchain Space and Sandbox already like parted ways. But you know, CEO of Blockchain Space is a good friend of Seb, so I think they're good.
Okay, yeah. So Blockchain Space and the Sandbox have parted ways, and you said your friend was the CEO of Blockchain Space.
Not really, but yeah, I consider him as a friend because he's a good guy.
Okay. So hey, like an associate, someone that you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And so when the DAO came out, you said this would be a great idea to put into a SIP.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, this is the time for Sandbox Academy to shine.
All right. So that explains the paraphernalia you already have. Is you've been doing this for a while already.
Yeah, I was obsessed with Sandbox Academy, and especially, you know, meeting new people and, you know, teaching them how to create games and Game Maker. I was like, yeah, even when I was a game designer of Smobbler, I was like, I love to teach my fellow builders, you know, new tricks on Game Maker, like new logics, some workarounds. And I also teach my kids how to create game.
And so you've been a part of Smobbler for how long?
A year and I think 4 months, 3 or 4 months.
You know that I just finished my podcast interview with Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you've been a part of Smobbler. I think I keep on mispronouncing that. How do you pronounce it?
Smobbler.
Okay. So you've been a part of Smobbler for 1.5 years. Is Smobbler at all connected to the Sandbox Academy?
No, it's not.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But me and the co-founder actually have planned on, you know, like creating like our own, you know, not really an education side, but on the fun side of creating games, like doing like talks or, you know, podcasts in our native language. Yeah,
that would be cool.
Ruel is also co-founder.
Who's the other co-founder?
Ruel Sarmiento. Hello, brother. What's up?
Ruel. Yeah, all right.
He's also a Filipino.
Got it. And you speak Tagalog?
In Canada. Yeah, we do.
Gotcha. I'll have to remember a little bit of my Tagalog, but I used to work with some Filipinos, and they taught me some Tagalog.
What Tagalog words do you know?
Salamat. Kumusta? I should have said that in the beginning. I didn't even think about it. But kumusta? How are you? And mabuti?
Good.
Doing good? Doing mabuti? Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You're good. I love how you pronounce those words.
Well, I heard it all the time, so I had a lot of time to listen to the way they pronounce the words. And yeah, it was fun.
Guys.
It was cool. I didn't even think about it, but you know what? I'm sure to throw that in. How about that? So you and Raul will
Ruel.
Ruel.
Yeah.
So you and
Ruel.
How do you spell that?
R-U-E-L.
Oh, I had it right. Okay, Ruel. So you're going to be looking to do podcasts in your native language in Tagalog?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So it's not connected to the SIP for Smobbler and for
blockchain space.
For blockchain space, also not connected to the SIP. They've sent part of ways from Sandbox Philippines.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did that parting ways happen? I'm just curious. Years ago?
It's like, I think 2022. I really can't remember the exact month.
Yeah. And since then, has it kind of just been you as the face of Sandbox Philippines or whatever they're going for that now?
Not really, because right after Sandbox Philippines...
Oh, you're talking, but I can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh, hello?
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, right after Sandbox Philippines, I transferred to another studio, a startup game studio. The name of the studio is Sawbox Labs. Yeah, and who is also now a trusted partner of Sandbox. And the CEO is actually a good friend of mine. So, yeah, I've been there for like a few months right before I transferred to Smobbler. Yeah.
Then transferred to Smobbler. It's so interesting how small the world is and how it works with all the connections made. It's fascinating.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Very, very cool. So let's that. Okay, 1 second. I need to. I've been typing so fast. I've got a.
No problem. So 5, 3, 9.
That way people.
Hey, please tell me if I talk too fast. Because
no, you're
I do
doing.
That,
you're fine.
So excited.
You're absolutely fine. Yes.
Thank you.
You are absolutely.
And sometimes fine. I talk nonsense. When I'm so excited. So.
No, that's okay. Yeah, it's all right. I do the same thing. So I have to slow myself down. All right, cool. So I think we have a pretty good clarity on that. And so then connect me to. So you've been teaching BlockSedit and Game Maker since the start then. 2021.
Yeah. 2021, mid 2021, yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's great to know. So you've been invested for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We're good on that one, and we're good on that one. How weave into the conversation how you became 2-time top 10 winner of Game Jams.
Oh, yeah. I still remember that like yesterday. Yeah, because my first win for Game Jam is the Avenged Sevenfold Game Jam.
Nice. I liked that one. That was good.
Yeah, because I was like, I was actually, what do you call that? A band member. I play in a band before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rock band. I play the guitars and I sing. And we do like from punk and then alternative and metal. So yeah, those were the younger days. You know?
Sure.
And that was like, and I saw, but before Avengefold, I saw Slipknot. They have like an advertisement that they partnered with Sandbox. I was like, holy crap. I actually got in touch with Ruel. I was like, Ruel, Slipknot just partnered with Sandbox. Can you go ahead and tell Seb that if they happen to, want to create a game, let's partner with them and I will create a good game for them. I was like, so very excited. And then there comes Avenged Sevenfold. I was like, I need to join this game jam. So it was, we're still using 0.8 for Game Maker. So we don't have like other features like shooting mechanics So what I did there is I tried to improvise the logic. So I came up with a first person shooter on a 0.8 game maker. And I was like, oh,
that's quite a feat.
This is so good.
I was working on 0.8 and there were a lot of things that we could not do with floor droppers when we were doing it that way.
Oh, right. That is true.
Yeah. So you found a way to do it, which is not surprising since you've been involved in this for quite some time.
Yeah.
Have you ever in Cyber Dragon ever crossed paths?
I chatted with him before. I asked, yeah. I can't remember what logic that I really can't, put my mind on. Like, it's very hard. Yeah. And he easily, he easily solved it for me.
Yeah, I was about to say, you and him seem like you would be able to working together on some things because he does the same thing you do. He teaches and you teach and maybe there's a friendship that can happen there. That would be...
Yeah.
Okay, so Avenged Sevenfold was your first one. And about when was that? 2021, 2022?
I think it's just last year for... Yeah.
Oh, was it really? Dang, time flies.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And then, so your second one happened soon after or when?
The next one, the second one is just this year. It's a game jam for Sandbox Southeast Asia. The title is Usbong Hiraya. It's about, old Philippine games, street games. So my theme would be, we call it Jolens. In English, it's called Marbles.
Marbles. All right. So which one? I'm looking for it. Not Impact.
Usbong Hiraya.
Usbong Hiraya. I don't see it.
Wait, let me go to...
That's okay. That's all right. It happened earlier this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No problem. Cool. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right. So by this point, though, Sandbox Academy has already established. So I've got my timetable all backwards, but now we've got it fixed. So are you the sole SIP author here?
For Sandbox Philippines, here in the Philippines, yes. But I also have friends who are also builders from India and Indonesia. Who I will be helping if Sandbox Academy is a success here in the Philippines. So we will go ahead and, also establish a Sandbox Academy in India and Indonesia. Yeah. And those two friends of mine are also one of the best builders in Sandbox. They won a lot of game jams, especially the guy from Indonesia. His name is Yoga. He's the CEO and the main game designer of Alamaya Studios. They have dozens of game jam wins. Yeah, one of my idols.
Wow.
Shout out to you, brother. And my very good friend Anand Joyce from India, who's also have garnered a lot of game jam wins. And yeah, shout out to you too, brother Anand.
I love the shout outs. That's awesome. So you're hoping to establish. Hey, we are ripping right through these questions, by the way. So you're hoping to establish a Sandbox Academy also in India, you said?
Yes. India for... For India, it will be handled by Anand. Yeah, Anand Joyce. Okay. And for Indonesia, it will be handled by Yoga.
All right, and Anand Joyce, can you spell Anand for me?
With the letter D, like past tense of Anand. Anand.
Anand. A-N-A-N-D?
N-D, yes. That.
Joyce. And both are many times of Game Jams winner.
Yes.
All right, got it. And for this sip in particular, are you the sole author of it? Sandbox Academy in Philippines?
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. Going it alone. As bold.
Not really alone. You're here. I have the Sandbox community at my back. So
yeah, I think that's probably a safe assumption to make. just by looking at the responses of your sip so far, it's been very positive. Very positive in the same way that Magic Palette was positive. I think a lot of people are happy with this. Yeah. So you mentioned you have plans for Indonesia. Sandbox Academy Indonesia and Sandbox Academy India. What would need to be true? So is it just the funding of this SIP opens up the doors for India and Indonesia? You're going to need separate SIPs for that? How does that work?
I think because they also need funding for those initiatives. And it's actually open. I was actually, if there are someone in the community who wants Sandbox Academy in their country, they can reach out to me just to, give my, my best practices, and learn how I did it here in the Philippines, just sharing what I did and help with their SIP.
I'm going to put that in red. If you want Sandbox Academy in your country, that's something I was wondering about from the get-go, was why Philippines? But then I learned you're from there. You live there. I'm sorry, you are from the Philippines, yes?
Yep, I'm from the Philippines.
So you're born and bred in the Philippines, so it makes sense you do it in your home country. But then also now you want to expand into India, Indonesia, and if someone else wants to put it in their country, they can reach out to you. What's the best way they can contact you?
Discord, Facebook, Twitter, and you can also get in touch with Mr. Lanzer. So you can reach out to me.
Yeah, that'd be no problem as well. I'd be happy to make the connection. Thanks. Cool. That is cool. And so you're really open to moving to any country that has the support for it or that has the interest for it.
Well, we can do it online.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it online.
I meant online, however. Sure.
Yeah, just for me to support them, in any way I can. Yeah.
Got it.
Because I believe that Sandbox Academy shouldn't just be here in the Philippines. It should be all throughout the globe, different corners of the world should have like Sandbox Academy. Because at the moment there are more prospective builders around the world that we just need to tap and teach them and onboard them in Sandbox. And I do believe Sandbox Academy would be the best way for us to represent Sandbox.
That makes a lot of sense to me. You have the name, you have the history and the expertise, and now you're starting to do exactly what the DAO is built for, which is to fund the ideas and make them stronger. And do you think that you would need, let's say, Sandbox Academy in India and Indonesia, would you do separate SIPs for both? How would you want to seek funding for that?
Actually still depends on who would handle it in a specific country. Okay. For example, yoga. Yoga is, it's not really not into, facing people in real life. He's very shy and he wanted, if it's possible, just to do it online. I was like, yeah, it is possible as long as you have the the curriculum that fits your students, and as long as your students will learn something, and it should be 1 month That is what I told them. It should be, it shouldn't be just one day. It shouldn't be just 1 week, not 2 weeks, but 1 month of extensive, you know, workshop, because, you know, we just don't want, you know, people or builders to sign up with Sandbox. We want them to contribute to our community as, you know, good builders, you know. And in order for us to do that, is we need to guide them all throughout for 1 month. But that doesn't end there, because during that 1 month, we would still need to support them. You know, we invite them to our Discord channel. Yeah, we have formed a team. It's called Voxel Pals. Me, Anand, and Yoga. So that's our plan to, you know, even though the workshop already ended, we still support them. You know, just shoot us a message if they need help with their game or need, you know, suggestion with their game jam entries. They can get in touch with us anytime that they want. We're like 7-Eleven. We're open 24/7.
Yeah. And Voxel Pals, what is that?
It's just a, you know, makeup name for us three, me, Anand, and Yoga. Yeah,
oh, okay,
so,
got it.
Yeah, we created that, you know, our own team because of the Builders Challenge.
The group name?
Yeah, group name. It took us like two days to come up with that name. It's like, I was like, hey, Yoga, Anand, we're like very creative people. We build games in Sandbox and we cannot, you know, came up with a good team name. I was like, hey, let's go use Voxel Pals. And it sounds good. Because we're pals.
You're pals. That's cool. All right. That makes sense to me. It sounds like you have, just by listening to the way you talk about the vision of supporting people, not just providing them a tutorial lesson. It's going to onboard them to the community so that we can build our community of builders. That is a great way to look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty good questions coming in the chat that from someone who is from Miguel, you're from Ecuador, right? But from South America, and talking some questions we'll do for the community. Are for this SIP in particular, are you working alongside anyone? And I don't mean we'll get into like the Department of Education. Are you working from the Sandbox community?
I have got in touch with the community, asking for advice, like Sandbox Southeast Asia, and some other you know, builders and studios. Because at first I was like, you know, I still have like doubts if this would work, and you know, the people I reached out to said that yeah, try it. It's a very good initiative.
Yeah, and if you had reached out to me for advice, I would have told you the exact same thing they did. Do it. Do it.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for the question. Is it Rocks Miguel?
Roxy Miguel.
Yeah, Roxy Miguel.
Roxy Miguel. He's from Ecuador.
Yeah. Thank you for the very nice question, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very active, you know, builder in the community, and a good one too.
Yeah, really? Okay. I just met him the other day in another podcast. So it's the first time I've met him.
Yeah. And cool. He won a lot of game jams too.
Miguel did?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Miguel.
Yeah. Felicidades. I don't know him personally, but I hope, you know, we can, you know, get in touch sometimes, you know, chat or something, or collaborate.
Felicidades, hombre. Right on. Okay, so let's jump into the SIP itself. So give me a summary of what is the SIP trying to do?
Sure. So mainly, my goal is to like onboard new builders, right? New builders, but not just onboarding them, but to teach them extensively on both Game Maker and Sandbox. Because as of the moment, we have, you know, we are, you know, Sandbox is quite big, but the community of builders is quite few. So we need more talents. We need more raw talents to onboard on our community. Because when you onboard, you know, new builders with new ideas, the, you know, us old builders will be challenged to, like, you know, create more, great games, you know, compared to the ones that we're currently doing. So, again, when you when there's a lot of builders, the tendency would be the builders, the other builders, to level up on their art, which is, you know, game making. Yeah.
I hope so. I answered the whole SIP is really just an extension of what you've been doing all this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Things you're already doing and seeking the community support for. Makes sense. Which, because we talk so much about the Sandbox Academy, I think that connection is pretty easy to make. You mentioned the Department of Education, and I saw in one of your forum posts you kind of answered this question, but I wanted to touch on it anyways. How does your contact within the Philippines Department of Education help the SIP here?
Yeah. Because I am targeting like 6 universities for 7 months. The first month would be like preparation for the workshop. And then every month I will be doing a workshop on a university. So that will be a total of 6 universities. So I was thinking, how can I get, you know, that number of universities? So I have one university, the one that I actually studied from, but that is not enough. That's just one university. So I have this friend who works in Department of Education. I was like, hey, can you help me out, like reaching out to universities? So he was like, why? Why do you want to do that? Yeah, I was like planning to do like a free workshop for Sandbox. And he was like, what is Sandbox? Okay, so I was like discussing him about Sandbox for like hours, right? It was like,
You are the living embodiment of what Seb and Yatsu talk about all the time. I don't know if you know this, but you probably do at this point. Keep going.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I discussed him what Sandbox is. You know, I also send him like video links of Panda Pops and then Sam, everything. Yes. Yeah, because I was like, I cannot tell you everything because it might took like 3 days just for me to explain to you. But hey, let me give you an overview. And he understood it, and he was like, yeah, okay, I'll go ahead and reach out to those universities with the help of Department of Education. So I was like, how many universities do you need? It was like, because we have like a lot. So I was like, can we start off with 5? Yeah, with 5. Or we can just, I can go ahead and reach out to, you know, mostly like 10 of them, and whoever says yes, I'll go ahead and schedule them with the workshop. Mm-hmm. And it was like, is the workshop free, or what are the what does it entail? Do you have like merchandise or something?
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, we'll be you know, if I'll do the workshop on site, you know, the participants, the students will have like a pizza party. And they also
that's
get
important
like,
to point out, because that was also in the actual forum post responses to you. Yep. It is free to the participants.
Free. You have nothing to pay. Yeah. And you'll get, you also get a free t-shirt, Sandbox Academy t-shirt. Yeah. And of course, not really unlimited, but, you know, boxes of pizza and
they get
soda.
A pizza party. They get
pizza party.
They get a Sandbox, what, Academy or Sandbox t-shirt?
A Sandbox Academy t-shirt.
One of those ones that you're sporting right now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Mark. Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly the sort of stuff that, man, that's cool. That is cool. All right, so free for the participants, yes, and the pizza party, and they get a t-shirt for contributing, spreading more of the word of Sandbox. Something that crossed my mind as you were talking about the universities, do you plan on traveling yourself to all of them?
Actually, yes. That's right.
That's going to be quite a bit of traveling, huh? Where's the furthest university from you? How many hours away is it?
6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah, but I'm staying in my friend's house. So, yeah, I'll just, treat him dinner or something while I stay there. Or maybe pay his electric bill.
And I wouldn't be mad if you adjusted your budget to include what that thank you is in your budget. When it comes to asking for Sandbox DAO resources, I struggle with the same thing when I'm putting together my budget. What expenses are reasonable? Which ones are too much? But if you're traveling 6 hours to teach students for free, then I think it would be very reasonable to include the gratuity to your friend for hosting you. Food for thought, just my opinion.
Yeah, I was just thinking, maybe I'll just stick on my, our requested budget so that we still have like more budgets for other proposals from our community.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, as you saw in the checkbook, yours is one of the on the lesser end. So some of them are upwards of 200,000 sand. Like if 53,000 to 54,000 helps gratuity to some of your friends, I don't think anyone is going to object to that. But like I said, you're just food for thought. If you're not comfortable with it, then don't do it.
No problem with me. Yeah. I'm fine with that. But if Sandbox Academy is successful, someone told me that I can pass another SIP to get more funding.
You may absolutely pass another SIP. Yep.
Yeah.
You could do one for every country in the world if you wanted to. You'd be the best SIP author of all time.
Let me help you out. I'll teach you how to create games on the.
That's right. Yeah. I think I've submitted 4 already and into the SIP queue. So it's waiting to get there. But this is a really good one, Mark. This is a really good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The furthest one away from you is about 6 hours. And that's where you have to travel to give it in person to the students. And so you would be there for about a month, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For a month.
And your wife is okay with that? She's not upset?
I was married for like already 20 years, so it really doesn't matter if I go like go away for like a month or two, because we've been for like 20 years.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay, so
she's fine with that.
That relationship is strong. Congratulations on being married 20 years.
Thank you very much. And my wife is also a teacher, a public school teacher. So she knows. Yeah.
So
she's an advocate of education.
And does she have an appreciation for what it is that you're doing? Or is it kind of like it's a video game thing? And
yeah, she's a little bit old school.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's more into Netflix.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And Gardenscapes and Candy, what's the that mobile game? Candy Crush? I think. Candy Crush, yeah.
Yeah. Candy Crush.
Yeah, shout out to my lovely wife. I love you.
And Miguel said, do a SIP for Sandbox Academy in Ecuador, Mark.
Sure, sure. But I will not be the one who's going to do it. It should be you. You will be representing Ecuador. I will help you out. No problem.
There you go. Connection made. All right, easy. So good to go on that one. And the school assistants. Tell me about these school assistants. You already know which ones you're going to do for all of them? How does that work?
The answer is no. I don't know them yet. Yeah. Okay. So those are like, people in the university who will help me out, set up my, because I'll be like carrying like big posters for Sandbox Academy, carrying like t-shirts and stuff, So they will just be my they would help me out with carrying things, setting up things, and as a thank you for them, I'll give them some sand.
Okay.
Or peso. Yeah.
So they'll help you carry materials, set up, tear down sort of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. And so you don't know them yet, but you're confident that you at each university you can find a team of assistants?
Yes. Yes.
How many do you 100%. Want to go? How many?
One or two.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but I think the amount that I provided is quite big. So what I'm thinking is, the excess of sand for the helpers, maybe I'll, print more t-shirts or do some giveaways. Because I'm also not just targeting builders. Since I'm going to universities, right? I will also ask the dean of the university if I can go to their foundation days, and then I will put some booth under in their university and just signing up players. Like I have my laptop, they'll sign up, and if they sign up, they'll get like a raffle ticket. And at the end of the foundation day, I will be raffling most probably like t-shirts or merchandise. So it's like I'm targeting builders and mm-hmm. I'm also targeting players.
Got it.
At the same time.
Okay. And you mentioned a few times you sprinkled in, you're buying more t-shirts and buying the posters. How does the funding flow? Are you liquidating the sand into the Philippine peso?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Got it.
And t-shirts are not so expensive. So
gotcha.
It's like one t-shirt is like, let's see, $5. $10. Yeah.
Okay, so converting sand to Philippine peso. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Makes sense. And then you won't start that buying the t-shirts until you get funded if this SIP passes.
Yes. So the first phase of the funding, I'm requesting if I can get the first funding first, the 10,000 sand,
yeah,
for me to finance the t-shirt, my transportation, and the money that I will pay my friend while crashing in his house for mm-hmm. a month or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will also, by the way, on my budget request, you can also see their like laptop. Yeah. I'm also going to buy me not a high-end laptop, just a cheap one that can actually run Game Maker. Because what I have here right now is a desktop. So, yeah, it's not that mobile. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that all sounds pretty reasonable. And, that was one of my early feedbacks was, are you asking for enough for what it is that you're trying to do there in that month? But I'll leave that in your capable hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is cool. I'm a fan. And how do you intend to transition the winners? I say winners. Why do I say winners? Transition the those you teach into the SanFam community long term.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so other than those builders and players that I'll be onboarding, we will invite them to our Discord channel on Voxel Pals, right? And at the same time, I will also give them an invite for the Sandbox server, so that they would also, you know, see how big the community is in Sandbox, right? And then it doesn't end there, as I mentioned earlier. So right after the 1 month of a workshop, we still support them, you know? We still need to support them.
And how do you want to support them?
If they happen to have, like, you know, simple questions or need assistance with their game, yeah, we will be there 24/7 for them.
And this is all via Discord?
Via Discord, yeah.
And who's Discord?
Voxel Pals and the Sandbox server.
Got it. Okay, so you're going to onboard them onto the Sandbox Discord and Voxel Pals Discord, where you can give them cute question and answer support. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
And Pals Discord to give continued support, Q&A, and whatever else that they okay. And what do you have an idea of how you want to turn them into long-term contributors and builders? Is there like a certain way that you want to approach the teaching? What have you found that you want to do here?
Well, just for that 1 month of a workshop, and I will instill to their mind that this is how good Sandbox is. I do think even if we part ways, that builder will still continue building in Sandbox. And one of the technique that I mentioned on my forum just a few hours ago, that, you know, the core of my teaching is evolving around fun, you know. So because, you know, anything that you do, as long as you put fun into it, I bet you 100% you will be very successful.
So you make it so it's enjoyable, and that way it's memorable, that's they're more likely to continue with it.
That's right. And at in the first place, we are, you know, creating games. So creating games, you should, you know, while you create games, you have a mindset of, you know, feeling that, you know, that excitement, that fun, you know, because that would reflect on the game that you are creating. I promise you, when you do it for fun, that game that you're creating will be freaking good. That's for sure.
Nice. Okay. And the last one. This was a question born out of when I spoke to Chips from the Hermit Crab Studio. And it was a last minute one that I added, was about the DAO itself. I'm starting to try to understand, when the DAO funds stuff, does anyone have any obligation, or should they feel any obligation to doing something DAO specific? And I'm not saying that you should or should not. The answer can be no. Did you have any plans on incorporating DAO education, or do you feel like this isn't really a good fit for what Sandbox Academy is right now?
That is a very good question, and a hard one too. Because I do believe that if someone helped you, you know, and anything that you are, you know, that you're doing, you should like pay it forward, you know. It's either, you know, we, for example, the Sandbox Academy, right? I help out, you know, those builders because Sandbox helped me fund Sandbox Academy. And if Sandbox has anything that in mind or any idea that I can actually help them with, hey, I'm 100% go with it. Because they helped me in the first place. Yeah. I was actually thinking of like applying to a like the Sandbox ambassador. So,
You should. You should absolutely do that. And do you have the link for it? Let's see if I can.
I think I submitted it like a few weeks ago, but I didn't, you know, put there that I was like doing Sandbox Academy because I've filled out that form before the SIP. Yeah. But yeah. Hopefully they'll still, you know.
If you are watching the Sandbox, if you're watching Sandbox, when you get to Mark's application, just know that he is part of the Sandbox Academy. So,
Yeah.
You're right. That's the question I just wanted to talk out with you. Not because I would have expected to see anything like that in your SIP, but as I'm starting to do this more and more with other SIP authors and being a SIP author myself, the questions really crossed my mind. Should there be, what does it even look like to say, yeah, part of my money is going to go back to the DAO itself? Is that really reasonable to expect? I don't know. I don't know. I believe, and like you, I believe in paying it forward. But what does that really mean to a DAO that's only 60 days old? Like I don't know, Mark. I don't have a good answer for it, but I wanted to ask.
Yes, let's park that question for now.
Yeah.
And let's see what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
But okay. I know that will be you know, the DAO will be a big success. That's for sure.
I believe in it too. That's why while you do education of Game Maker and Vox Editor, I do education for DAO, and I'm learning just like everybody else is. I've only just started this with the rest of us. So I didn't know what a DAO was 60 days ago. And now, you know, but once you set your mind to it, like just like how you were telling me about the Vox Edit and people that you teach in Sandbox, once you set your mind to it, you can get it. Like, this is fun to me. True. And because I enjoy it so much, this is no problem. This is easy.
Yeah. So, as you can see here, guys, this is Mr. Lanzer, the OG of Sandbox DAO. Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. But just like everybody else, started off day one, March 28th. True. Okay. So, we had two questions from the community, both from Miguel. The first one was, how do you address the language barrier in education targeting non-English speaking kids? I don't know if this is the case in the Philippines when most of the tools and resources such as Game Maker and Vox Editor are in English. I found that even though I teach the tool, the language is still an obstacle. Do you have any tips or strategies to help overcome this difficulty?
Yeah.
What a great question, Miguel.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, that is one of the challenges. Localization of the curriculum for Sandbox, right? But we have all the tools online. You know, we can translate, you know, the English knowledge base or curriculum on your or any local or native language. Yeah,
and how do you do that translation?
Sometimes I do it line by line, or you can try to get in touch with ChatGPT.
Oh, ChatGPT, okay.
Yeah, or Google Translate. You know, if you think that, you know, yeah, and you will be your own proofreader because we still cannot, you know, rely on, you know, Google Translate and ChatGPT. You still need to proofread everything, you know? And you don't need to, like teach everything because there's a lot, right? So you can custom fit your curriculum to your students, your target students, Yeah. So again, localization, translate it, and it will be far much easier.
You know, Miguel, as he was saying that, I just realized that I have a number of some old videos I found of Arthur Madrid. He's from Argentina, but he has done a number of Spanish language conferences and lectures on the Sandbox. Now he's the CEO of the Sandbox. So while Seb is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer, Arthur is Chief Executive Officer and co-founder. So I'm going to link you a couple of the videos that I listened to of his where he did it in Spanish. And it's not going to be Vox Edit and Game Maker specific, but it might open up a few ideas for how he explains it in Espanol.
Cool.
I tried to follow along as best I could because while I do a lot of salsa dancing, bailando, pero my Spanish is still not where I want it to be. So I had to follow along with captions as best I could. Okay, where is it? Wow. Here's one.
You know English, you speak Spanish, you also speak Tagalog.
A little bit of Arabic.
Oh, hey, that is so
but
cool.
But just a
that
little
is,
bit.
That is a like, talent.
A tiny, tiny bit. I mean, that it's if you even try to speak a sentence to me in Tagalog or Arabi, yeah. I'll be lost except for a few keywords. So try this out, Miguel, and see if it helps explain it in Espanol, where I think this one was in Spanish. No, okay. So check out those two. Miguel. Cool. Okay, so localizing the curriculum, you could use you translate the English language line by line, sometimes with ChatGPT, sometimes with Google Translate. What are some other things that you do to help that?
Actually, those are the only two tools that I want to use. But you can still, mix English to your native language because there are, some words that we really can't, translate, like game maker, right? So behaviors, components, right? Inside, it's the terms inside game maker. So if you try to localizing it or translating it, it might not help you a lot in terms of teaching it to your student because it would be jargon for them. Example, the word variable, right, which we use for game maker. We have a word for variable, but I really can't use or translate variable into Tagalog because the definition will be different if you apply it on Game Maker, something like that. But if you have more questions, Miguel, hey, shoot me a message, brother.
Yeah, you know how to get in touch with them. You know how to get in touch with them. I'll show it one more time. So Mark Joseph Bago 3, that is his Twitter handle, and you can also find him on the Sandbox Discord. But reach out to him. So we're not done yet. We have one more question, but just wanted that to be very cool. All right. So the next one is the Academy will focus on teaching Sandbox tools to create games. How will the Academy focus on teaching Sandbox tools to create games or how to make video games? Wait a minute. I think I copied that question wrong. Give me a second. The Academy will focus on teaching Sandbox tools to create games or how to make video games with the Sandbox tools. Oh, got it. But so you're going to be doing this in person, right? And it won't just be focused on how you use the tools, but also how like logic works and like the full breadth of what you need.
Right. Okay. And by the way, every after, like, I will be doing like 1 month of workshop for each universities, right? So the last week of that workshop will be focused on game jam. So it's like a like an exclusive game jam for that university. So that you know the students will get hands on how to create their own game, not just you know just listening to what I say. You know, at least they would apply it on the last week of the workshop, and they will get something for it, just like. You know, our regular game jam and sandbox, they will receive sand prizes. So it's also included on my budget request.
Got it. Yeah. I saw that the prizes that you were allocating. So you want to give away 6 prizes, about 10,000 sand.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent.
And by the way, for the people in the community who also wants to have like Sandbox Academy in their own country, what I do suggest is just make the core of your curriculum or your teaching, you know, I'm losing my English. Is it already an hour? Because I only have like 1 hour to speak English.
No, that's okay. Yeah, it is a little bit over an hour. So yeah, you're right. Right.
No, I'm just joking.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Right. You can totally switch core... to Tagalog and I will not be offended at all. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Yeah, because here in the Philippines, when we say, when we exceed like 2 minutes or like an hour, you know, we nosebleed because of talking English. Yeah. Yep. So again, your course should be fun. You know, it should be evolving around fun. So if you do that, your initiative, your educational initiative for Sandbox Academy or anything else that you can actually think of will not fail. 100%.
Very cool. I think that will be the last question for the community. And Miguel says he can't speak English after 10. And Spanish after 11 either, so he feels your pain. All right. Good. Open topics. Was there anything that you wanted to cover? Anything you wanted to ask or talk about?
I am not sure, but I would actually like to thank the people who put their comments on the forum. Escape Room Artist. Thank you very much.
He's awesome.
He is. He actually helped me out with my Builder's Challenge game when I was like, you know, struggling to have, you know, people to like play it on my first round, on my first week. I reached out to him and he was like, I was surprised that, you know, a lot of his community is inside my game playing it. So thank you very much. I love you, bro. And really cool. Also have. And also would like to thank he's the CEO of Sobox Labs, El Malamaya. Thank you for your support, brother. I love you as well. I love all of you.
Yeah, and so Daruth responded to you, Malamaya, yeah. An escape room artist. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the support, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, Mark, it was awesome speaking with you. I really enjoyed hearing your vision for the Sandbox Academy. And I honestly can't think of a better fit for something like that. And I really hope that you end up doing a Sandbox Academy as many places as you're able to with your bandwidth, with your with your team. And I would love to see this in as many places as possible. Because you bring about, I think, when you explain how you don't just want to teach people, you want to make community members, people who will contribute as the builders community, box setting, game maker. Sure. I mean, that pretty much covers most of it right there. And then even I'm sure players. Into all the rest of it, like avatar ownership and land ownership and the ecosystem that makes the sandbox go round. I'm blown away, frankly. I think this is awesome. You already have my support at this point.
Thank you.
I'm convinced. Thank you very much. of your vision and what you want to do with this. So thank you for your time. And
hey, thank you very much.
Before we move into, so we'll move off into the conclusion. Briefly, future episodes. I have one going on in a couple days with another builder of fame, just like you, Mark. We'll be doing a follow up of sip number 6 for Magic Palette. So Pepe will show Magic Palette and how it works.
Oh, Pepe!
And, yep, and maybe that might help your teaching methods and curriculum. I'll leave that in your capable hands, but I'm not much of a game maker at all. I'm an amateur at it, but
I will teach you. No problem.
I will be. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I will be using the Magic Palette. I will be demoing it with Pepe from an amateur's point of view. So you'll get to see me work with it for someone who has very, very little experience. I know some, but very, very little. And you'll see how that works. How that intends to be rolled out to the community. And then I've all but locked in a good time to talk with Mia Bao, who's an advisory board member, to get her perspective on things. And after that, I'm trying to lock in a time with Mateus, also an advisory board member, and then a lot of other stuff after that. But all right, let's move on to sandbox spaces. You might already know some of this, Mark, but for what I've noticed for the SIPs, the biggest problem that they're having right now is getting quorum, the 30 million voting power. Right. So if we were to look at right now, the two proposals that are up, let's look and see the latest. So SIP number, let's go 10 first. SIP number 10 has, even though it has 61% yes, its quorum only has, 5 million of 30. And it's been going for almost a week. So I have the feeling, though, yours is going to do a little bit better because of the way your SIP reads. Like, it has very much a Magic Palette feel to it. So I have a feeling that the community is going to come out pretty strong for this one. But
yeah, hopefully
they have so if we do the math, 5.1 divided by 30. Why is my okay? There we go. 5.1 divided by my calculator is not working very well. There, 17% of the quorum, and they only have a week left. So let's look at SIP 9. It's struggling a little bit to get to the yes, but it's a lot closer now. So 44% yes, 54% no, which is a lot better than it was a few days ago. So it's slowly getting to yes. And I did that podcast with Art Mort. He is a little under 17%, so 4.5 million. So what I did was I created these two slides here to help people get more quorum. Because I've been going throughout the spaces to figure out where do people go to vote? Where do they listen to be informed of the vote? So other than the Sandbox Discord, you've got the DAO discussion channel where you can post in your SIP. Hey, I just have a SIP here. I'm willing to answer questions. I've noticed like people like San Womble will be there in the Discord channel, and as will many others. And then failing that, there's always the Sandbox DAO forums, which you've been very, very active in. Thank you for that. On Twitter, hashtag SandFam, hashtag SandboxDAO, and hashtag SandboxGame. Sometimes I'll see posts related to the DAO with those hashtags on them, so you can easily pick up those conversations and respond to them. But then here's how we're really going to reach quorum, or at least reach the voters. There are about 5 spaces that happen a week, and they have different communities. So on Mondays, you have the United Grand Halls, otherwise known as the Mochaverse Hall, and they reach the Mochaverse. And there are a lot of voters in the sandbox who own land that are in the Mochaverse. So one land equals 4,500 voting power. That's a lot of voting power to reach. And also Mocha CN is part of the Mochaverse, and they have huge plots of land, like multiple 12 by 12s and 6 by 6s. So they are absolutely someone that you should reach out to, that they can really accelerate your voting. Bulls on the Block is centered around the 8-coin DAO, but they also own a 6x6, and also the people who listen to them on Saturdays also have a sandbox association. Coffee with Captain is done by Chris Jordan every day, every morning, or midday if you're in Asia region.
Yeah,
every day. Yeah. They are specific to ApeCoin DAO. However, they have spoken a number of times about Sandbox DAO, and I bet if you show up to say, "Hey, I'd like to talk about the SIP," they would let you talk. And they reach hundreds of people. Hundreds of people you can reach by going on at least one day. Whale members, they are probably one of the largest landowners in all of Sandbox. They're waiting for the delegation to come through before they apply all of their voting power. But they've been around for a long time in the Sandbox. If you open up a map, you will see the whale icon. It won't take long to find one, right? That's their community. They do a Twitter space every Tuesday. If you show up there and communicate in their Discord that you'd like to speak, they'll bring you up and you can talk about the SIP. And then SandFam Cafe. Pickaxe Master does this monthly. He only does it once a month, but I think if you'll reach out to him, there might be a way to communicate to his audience also what your SIP is doing. And Mark, I hope your SIP reaches the furthest reaches of the Sandbox community. This is I think this is a very worthy effort. So
thank you very much.
These are the first times I've explained it in this way. I think that's good. I think now we'll find someone to raid and close out and call this podcast a success. So, Mark, Samalat and Palam.
It means goodbye. Yeah. Maraming salamat din, Mr. Lancer, and magandang araw sa'yo at sa inyong lahat. It means good day to Mr. Lancer and good day to all of you guys watching.
Thank you so much for your time, Mark. And be looking out for the Sandbox Academy SIP in the Philippines that will hit the voting floor probably in about a week, I think, now. And please look at it, read it, ask questions if you have questions. Please vote. Mm-hmm. We need the quorum. And this is obviously a worthy effort of someone who's been in the community for years. So, salamat. Paalam and
salamat.
Good night.
Good night, guys.